ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 दि स्टेटस क्वो चैप्टर 27 अंडरस्टैंडिंग मटेरियल नेचर पार्ट 1 वर्सेस 1 थ्रू 16 हाउ टू बिकम सेल्फ रियलाइज्ड The personality of Godhead Kapil Dev continued speaking to his mother Devahuti. When the Purusha, living entity, is thus unaffected by the modes of material nature, because he or she is Abhikarat, unchanging, and Akartritvat, does not claim proprietorship, then he or she, Nirgunatvat, remains apart from the reactions of the three modes of material nature, although abiding in a material body. Just as Jala Arkavat, the sun, remains aloof from its reflection on water. When the soul is under the spell of material nature and false ego, identifying his or her body as the self, one becomes absorbed in material activities, and by the influence of that false ego, one thinks that he or she is the proprietor of everything. The conditioned soul, therefore, transmigrates into different species of life, either higher or lower, because of one's association with the modes of material nature. So unless one is relieved of material activities, one has to accept this position because of one's faulty work. Actually, a living entity is transcendental to material existence, but because of his or her mentality of lording it over material nature, one's material existential condition does not cease, and just as in a dream, one is affected by all sorts of disadvantages. Therefore, it is the duty of every conditioned soul to engage his or her polluted consciousness, which is now attached to material enjoyment, in bhakti yogena tibrena, very serious devotional service with detachment. Thus, one's mind and consciousness will be under full control. So one has to become faithful by practicing the controlling process of the yoga system, and one must elevate him or herself to the platform of unalloyed devotional service by chanting and hearing about me. In executing devotional service, one has to see every living entity equally, without enmity towards anyone, yet without intimate connections with anyone. One has to observe celibacy, be grave, and execute one's eternal activities, offering the results to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For one's income, a devotee should be satisfied with what one earns without great difficulty. One should not eat more than what is necessary. One should live in a secluded place, and one should always be thoughtful, peaceful, friendly, compassionate, and atmavan, self-realized. One's seeing power should be increased through knowledge of spirit and matter, and one should not unnecessarily identify oneself with the body and thus become attracted by bodily relationships. One should be situated in the transcendental position, beyond the stages of material consciousness, and one should be aloof from all other conceptions of life. Thus, realizing freedom from false ego, one should see one's own self, just as one sees the sun in the sky. The liberated soul realizes the absolute personality of Godhead, who is transcendental and who is manifest as a reflection even in the false ego. The absolute personality of Godhead is the support of the material cause, and the absolute personality of Godhead enters into everything. The personality of Godhead is absolute, one without a second, and the personality of Godhead is the eyes of the illusory energy. The presence of the Supreme Lord can be realized just as the sun is realized, first as a reflection on water, and again as a second reflection on the wall of a room, although the sun itself is situated in the sky. The Satyadrik, self-realized soul, is thus reflected first in the threefold ego, and then in the body, senses, and mind. Although the devotee appears to be merged in the five material elements, the objects of material enjoyment, the material senses, as well as the material mind and intelligence, the devotee is understood to be awake and to be freed from false ego. The living entity can vividly feel his or her existence as the seer, but because of the disappearance of ego during the state of deep sleep, one, mrisha, falsely takes oneself to be lost, like a man who has lost his fortune and thus feels distressed, thinking himself to be lost. And so, when by mature understanding one can realize one's individuality, then the situation one accepts under false ego becomes manifest. Recorded June 24, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Om Tat Sat.
Namaste Deva Devesha, Shankha Chakra Gadadhara, Bhakta Icha Upata Rupaya Paramatman Namostute Namapangaja Nabhaya Namapangaja Malini Namapangaja Nitraya Namaste Pankaja Angraye Namo Bhagavate Tubhyam Vasudevaya Vishnave Purushaya Adi Vijaya Purna Bodhaya Te Namaha Ajaya Janayitresya Brahmane Ananta Shaktaye Paravaratman, Bhutatman, Padamatman, Namostute. Namaste Deva Devesha, Shankha Chakra Gadadhara, Bhakta Icha Upata Rupaya, Paramatman, Namostute. Namapankaja Anabhaya Namapankaja Malini Namapankaja Nitraya Namaste Pankaja Angraye Namo Bhagavate Kavyam Vasudevaya Vishnave Purushaya Adibijaya Purnabodhaya Te Namaha Achaya Janayit Presya Brahmane Ananta Shaktaye Paravaratman Bhutatman Padamatman Namostute Namaste Deva Devesha Shankha Chakra Gadadhara Bhakta Icha Upata Rupaya Paramatman Namostute Namapankaja Nabhaya Namapankaja Malini Namapankaja Netraya Namaste Pankaja Angraye Namo Bhagavate Tubhyam Vasudevaya Vishnave Purushaya Adibijaya Purnabodhaya Te Namaha Ajaya Janayitresya Brahmane Ananta Shaktaye Paravaratman Bhutatman Paramatman Namostute Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Nithai Gauranga Nithai Gauranga Nithai Gauranga Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Jaya Gaura Hari Nithai Gauranga Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Jaya Gaura Hari Nithai Gauranga Gaura Hari Om Ajnana Chimarandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhu Sudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha.
Goddess Bhumi prayed. Obeisances unto you, O Lord of the chief demigods, O holder of the conch shell, disc and club, O supreme soul within the heart, you assume your various forms to fulfill your devotees' desires. Obeisances unto you. My respectful obeisances are unto you, O Lord, whose abdomen is marked with a depression like a lotus flower. You are always decorated with garlands of lotus flowers. Your glance is as cool as the lotus, and your feet are engraved with lotuses. Obeisances unto you, the Supreme Lord Vasudeva, Vishnu, the primeval person, the original seed. Obeisances unto you, the Omniscient One. Obeisances unto you of unlimited energies, the unborn progenitor of this universe, the Absolute. O soul of the high and the low, O soul of the created elements, O all-pervading supreme soul, obeisances unto you.